So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing a father's obligation to teach his son Torah. At heichen chayiv adam lamedes benoi Torah, lamde mikra, einam lamde mishnah. Father is only obligated to teach his son chumash, but not mishnah. The Gemara discusses the obligation of a grandfather. The pasuk says, "Vaydatim lebenecha v'lebnei benecha." One should teach his children and grandchildren. The Gemara cites two interpretations. Avi aviv einachayiv. Actually, one is not obligated to teach his grandchildren, as the pasuk says, "V'lamadatim oisim es benechem v'loy benei benechem." Rather, the earlier pasuk is teaching kol malamed es benoi Torah ma'ala lava kasev ki'ilu lamed loy ulebenoi leben benoi atzev kol adayrus. By teaching one's son Torah, it is as if he has taught all his future generations. Of course, this pattern will continue as his son teaches his sons, and so on. Avi aviv mechayev. One is obligated to teach his grandchildren Torah, and the pasuk b'lamadtem oisim es b'neichem teaches us v'loy b'nei seichem. This pasuk excludes daughters, not grandchildren. The Gemara describes the proper method of Talmud Torah. The pasuk says v'shinantem levenecha. The Gemara offers two interpretations of the word v'shinantem. V'shilashtem, to divide in three. La'olam yishalash adam shenaisav, shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. A person should divide his years in three, for studying Tanakh, Mishnah, and Gemara. However, since miyad kamachaya, one does not know his lifespan, therefore liyayme, he should split the days into three periods dedicated to these three areas of study. Rashi understands this to mean yimei hashavua, to divide the week into three periods of 2 days each. Taisus says kol yom v'yom, to divide each day into three periods. One should review and delve into his studies until he has command of the material. So that one should be able to answer a question immediately, as the pasuk says, "Kashrim al esbayasecha, kasvim aluach lebecha." Inscribe these words on your heart. The Gemara now digresses to discuss the vital role of Torah study. The pasuk says, "Vesamtim es devarai eila," and this can be read, "Sam tam." Nimshal Torah is sam chayim. The Torah is compared to an elixir of life. Hakadosh Baruch Hu amalam liyisrael, bini. Barasi Yetzahara uBaras Lo Torah Tavlin. Hashem created the Yetzahara, but He also created the Torah as an antidote. Imatim Oiskim BaTorah Ein Atim Nimsarim BiYadai. If you will engage in Torah study, you will be spared. Im Ein Atim Oiskim BaTorah Atim Nimsarim BiYadai. If you do not engage in Torah study, you will come under His control. Furthermore, Kol Masai UMatanoi Bach. His entire focus will be to ensnare you. However, if you want to, you can control him. Another source that Torah study negates the effects of the Yitzhahara, Tandebe Rishmol. If you are challenged by the repulsive one, the Yitzhahara, draw him into the Beis HaMedrash, engage in Torah study. If he's as strong as a rock, the Torah, which is compared to water, will dissolve him. Even if he's as strong as iron, the Torah will shatter him. The Gemara now digresses to discuss the power of the Yetzahara. Kasha Yetzahara shafila yitzri kairira. Even his creator termed him evil. Additionally, yitzri shaladim mischad shalad b'chol yom. The Yetzahara renews itself daily. Alternately, yitzri shaladim mizgabra la b'chol yom umavakash hamisei. The Yetzahara strengthens itself daily and seeks man's downfall. V'lmala ha-kadosh b'chol oizroi eini achaloi. And we could not overcome it without divine assistance. The Gemara returns to explain the brisa that lists the mitzvahs abein ala'av. La'asiya isha, a father is obligated to marry off his son, as the pasuk says, k'chu nashim v'haylidu banim u'banis, v'k'chu levnechem nashim. One should marry, have children, and find them wives. The pasuk continues, v'es b'neisechem tenu la'nashim, and marry off your daughters. Although bita la b'yadihi, it's not in his power to find her a husband. However, nitan la midi v'levashia b'nechasi kihecha dekavtu la inchi. He can entice suitors by offering a dowry and dressing her well. The Braisa continues, l'lam de umnes. Father is obligated to teach his son a craft, as the pasuk says, re'e chayim em isha asher hafta, comparing chayim, a source of livelihood, with a woman. Now, if the term isha in the pasuk refers to isha mamish, one's wife, then k'shem shechayv lasi isha k'chayv l'lam de umnes. The pasuk is obligating him to teach his son a craft, just as he must marry him off. Alternately, im tairihi, if the word isha is an allusion to the Torah, then kashem shechayv l'lam de Torah, kachayv l'lam de umnes. The pasuk is obligating him to teach his son a craft, just as he must teach him Torah. The brisa continues, The yesh oimrim afla shita lanar, to swim, because chiyusehu, it's a necessary skill for survival. The Bereshit concludes, Rabbi Huda oimer, kol she'enim alamdu umnis, ki'ilu alamdu listis. If he does not teach him a trade, it's as if he taught him to become a thief. The Gemara explains the machlokes. According to the Tanakhama, it suffices the agmari iska to teach him how to do business, because umnis lav dafka, an actual craft is not necessary. However, according to Rabbi Huda, umnis dafka, he must learn a craft, because otherwise he will turn to stealing when there's no business available. The Mishnah Daf Chav Tes continues, V'chol mitzvah sa'av ala ben, echad anoshim, echad noshim chayavim. And the Gemara explains, Chol mitzvah demechayev bro lemeved la'aba noshim chayavis. Women are included in the obligations that children have to their parents, as the Pasuk says, Ish imay v'av tiro. The plural expression, they shall fear, includes women as well. However, the Pasuk specifically refers to Ish, men, because Ish sipik b'yodolasis, Isha ain't sipik b'yodolasis. Men always have the ability to care for their parents, while women do not, because Rishos Sachem Aleha. Their primary obligation is to their husband, therefore Nisgarsha Shneim Shavin. If a woman gets divorced, she shares equal responsibility with her brothers. The Gemara now digresses to discuss the importance of this mitzvah. The Pasuk says, Kabed es Avicha v'Esemecha, to honor one's parents, and also Kabed es Hashem v'Hanicha, to honor Hashem. Similarly, the Pasuk says, Ish Imi v'Av Tiro, to fear one's parents. And also, es Hashem lekecha tira v'oisus avit, to fear Hashem. This indicates hish v'akasav kibud av ve'em lekavod hamakim u'mayros av ve'em l'mayros hamakim. The Torah equates the obligation to honor and fear one's parents with the obligation to honor and fear Hashem. The Gemara explains v'chol badin. This is a reasonable comparison because shleish shutvin him ba'adam Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'avet ve'imay. Hashem, a father and a mother, are all partners in the person's creation. Therefore, bizman she'od mechaberes av ve'imoy, amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, mala ne'aleim, kilu darati b'neim b'chabduni. When a person honors his parents, Hashem considers it as if he resides amongst us, and we honor him. On the other hand, bizman she'od mitzares av ve'imoy, amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, yafa asisi sheli darati b'neim, shel moli darati b'neim tzaruni. If a person causes his parents distress, Hashem credits his decision not to reside amongst us, for otherwise we would, so to speak, distress him as well. The Gemara contrasts the obligation to honor with the obligation to fear one's parents. In the pasuk Kabed es Avicha v'Esemecha, Hikdam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibud Av LeKibud Em. The father is written before the mother, because Gol Yidu Lifnei Misha Amar V'Haya Olam Sheben Mechabed es Ima Yosim Aviv V'Mnei Shemeshadalta Bidvar. Hashem knows that it is natural to honor one's mother more than his father because she deals with him gently. Therefore, the Torah stresses the obligation to honor one's father. Similarly, in the pasuk Ish Imay V'Av Tiro, Hikdam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mayur Ha'em L'Mayur Ha'av, the mother is written before the father because Kol Vidul of Neimisha Amav V'Haya Olam Shaben Misyar Me'Av of Yesim Imay Mepnesh Malam Dei Torah. It's natural to fear one's father more than his mother, because he teaches him Torah, therefore the Torah stresses the obligation to fear one's mother.